So now what you should be seeing is my Webinar Jam Studio backend. And Webinar Jam Studio allows me to set up things. I'm just going to do you a quick demo of how to do this. And we'll see where it goes. So you see my screen now. And what you should see, now if you're on Instantel Seminar, you're not going to see this part because it doesn't allow me to share a screen. Okay, so what I'm going to show you is, this is the back end. I signed into Webinar Jam Studio. It gives you quick start. It gives you, like, you know, information about how to get started. And, you know, you watch this video. It's got great videos. Then I'm going to go to my webinars. This shows my webinars. We have a new one coming up a whole week. We're going to do a Awaken Your Vitality Week, April 4th to 9th. This is, again, it's a lead generation thing. It's something to get people warmed up to come to our Spring into Vitality. So since it's a three-day event, I'm trying to get them to. I decided to do a week-long thing where we're going to have like a 15-minute video every live video session every day, give them handouts, et cetera, have a couple of webinars. The cool part about this is if you have a series within Webinar Jam, you just set them up as one event, and there's only going to be one link that we have to give people. This is our Healing Kitchen show that's happening at 3 o'clock today. And then new, we're going to create a new webinar. So you go in there and you decide on a basic configuration and a webinar. So you start with the basic configuration over here. It's got a little, you can't see it, it went off the screen, but it's got an edit. So we're going to say, what's our webinar name? This is Test NEPT. I'm going to do the same thing. You can have the one that's the first one is what people see, what people don't see. So it could be anything to internal. This is what people will see. You put the webinar description, whatever you want to say about it, and make everything benefit rich, benefit rich, benefit rich. You have a choice of English or other languages. So we're English, but if you're over in Europe, then you might want to pick your own language. They have this thing called webinars on demand. So if mine is a public one, like the ones I do for the Healing Kitchen, I say, yes, publish it in our public directory. But if it's not public, it's private, I say, no, don't publish it. So on this one, we'll say yes, no, I'll say no, because I don't really want people to see this because it's a test. So then I say confirm. And then it says, okay, what's my schedule? So is this little pencil? So I go, okay, it's not. This is configured. Now my webinar schedule is not configured. So I can either do it on demand right now, or I can schedule it. And then I can either do a single presentation or a series of presentations. So we'll just do a single. And then we pick a date. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it at 12 p.m. in Central Time Zone. Well, let's do Pacific Time Zone since it's there. Okay, and then I confirm. So now my thing is set up. You must configure at least one. Oh, I have to add that. Okay, got it. There we go. So it added it to, and then I say confirm. All right, so then I proceed to step two. So now I've set up my basic thing. Then I put my name in here. So it's Rita Marie, and you have to give it an email address. This is not going to work. It needs to be a Gmail address because it's hooked up to the Gmail account. So I would say drritamarie@gmail. And I can put my bio in. I'm an active speaker. You can have people who are admins and can get into the back end and not be seen. You just take it off. So I usually set it up with me as the active speaker, Lynn and Scott are a not active speaker. So I add active speaker. When I do these with, like, say, you know, one of our ACR guests, I set them both up as active speakers. So now I can add a second and a third and a fourth. So now I proceed to step three. And this is where you can do some really cool stuff with registration pages. We don't always do this. We sometimes do our own registration pages, but this is awesome, especially if you're starting out. It gives you these beautiful templates that you can choose from to set up your registration page. So here's one. Let's just select it. And then you can customize that template. You can type your headline, and it can say Recharge Foods. You can select a background image from your own library or from theirs. Oh, that's pretty. Let's put that in the background. Your button tests, I could say register now. If you want bullet points, you can choose to put bullet points. If you want to display presenters' details, if you don't want to display the countdown timer, so I could say bullet points, and it'll say bullet point one is result one, result two. I can add a third one. Oh, wait, bullet point title, result one, text. Yeah, so I'm just, you know, playing around here. And then I've gotten two bullets now. Usually you want to do 3 to 5 bullets. I do want to present the presenter details. So I put in, my bio. Okay, so that people see that when they're registering. Registration form, you just want to collect their first name and email address, and then I confirm. Okay, I proceed to step 4, and we're going to view this webinar notifications. This is if you want to use their built-in reminder system, email notifications or SMS, so you can give them phone, you can do both. So I can say email notifications, either use their server or your own. I usually would do that. Sender would be me. My email. That could be anything. It could be at Dr. Rita Marie. Wherever you want it to come from, you proceed. And then there's a welcome message that you can send immediately, a pre-webinar reminder, all these things you can add. We're not going to go through all of them now, but it really helps you if you don't have a back end. You can do this. What does this say over here? And you can do different things for replay and live. You can confirm. I can go to step 5, which will integrate with my autoresponder. I won't do that right now, but I have Infusionsoft, so I want everybody that registers for my webinar to go into my Infusionsoft. You can embed your Webinar Jam into your own webinar pages. We haven't done that yet. Integrate a third-party tracking. So there's all kinds of fancy stuff. Just skip that part for now. You can have a video display on the registration page. You can have a custom text message. You can allow them to auto-subscribe to all future webinars without having to do it. We don't usually use that. You can send a survey afterwards. You can display a video on the countdown page. You can pre-configure the webinar polls, which means I can ask you questions and put them up. That's really cool. You can pre-configure an offer so that if you do have an offer at the end of this, like you want them to sign up for a strategy session or a program, you basically set up the offer. I'll show you how to do this. It's really cool. You can add an offer, and it asks you for the name of your offer is Cool Program. And the headline is great stuff. I'm just making this up, guys, right? You can upload an image. So I can go to my image library, wherever that might be. Let me find something. Because I want to show you this when we finish. Okay, here we go. I'm just going to find any image I can. Images, here we go. Oh, where there are images right there. I'll show them as large icons, and I'll just pick something here. Okay, so, we're going to do a genetics webinar, or that's what I'm offering. And this, you can change this. Here, the text above the button says register. You can change the cart there instead of it saying... Oh, I say register. I could say buy my program, whatever you want to be on the button. I can send them to a link. So I could say send them to my sales page. I like it to open in a new tab so it doesn't disrupt what they're doing. Broadcast real-time sales. I don't do that. I've never made it work. Apply scarcity, urgency, you know, depends on what kind of tactics you want to use. It'll say, oh, this is running away in you know, 30 seconds, hurry up and do it. And then I can confirm. So you can add multiple offers there. So it's automatically doing it. You just have to remember to put it up. Polls we don't have. We have an offer. Video injections we don't have. Social media buttons. So I can say, this is a public one. So I want to show my public. I want to show it so people can tell their friends on Facebook all about this. Proceed to enable webinar replay. Say I want to do a replay. Yes. So I enable it. And proceed to step 9. We're almost there. Monetization. You want to charge to register. You can actually use this system. I've never done it because we have our own system. If we're going to do it, I usually do free webinars. Track the sales coming from it. So you can actually set this up. So if you're selling a class, that you can have this be a paid one. Congratulations. Go live. You want to get started right away or run a test. So I'm going to run a test. Okay, so I'm ready. Let's begin. I'm going to open this. This is my test. So this is my webinar, Recharge Foods. That's the background I picked. It's going to go live in 1 day, 0 hours, has the countdown timer. This is the bullet points about it. This is my bio, and it just says register now. Look how easy that was to create this beautiful opt-in page, right? I could have uploaded my photo. I say register now. It registers me for this program. There you go. Congratulations. You've been registered. There's the link to my webinar room. I go there and it says starting soon. All of that just happened really quickly. If you were to try to do a bunch of web pages to do that, it'd be challenging. That's why I decided to go with this webinar jam, because it just saves us a lot of work. So that's all I wanted to show you on the back end. So any other questions that have come up? And if not, we're going to take a break for about a half an hour. We're going to get back at 2 o'clock. I'm going to take you into my kitchen. We're going to do a quick setup for the webinar that's going live in an hour, and it's going to be great. So Cassandra left. Happy Easter to you too. Let's see. Great hanging out. Okay, so she's leaving. Let's see. I think that's it. Any other questions before we move on? And again, we can always, you know, table some of the questions for you to do all this and then come back with questions on our next call. Maria, you had asked a question earlier. You said when would be a good time to ask questions. So if you have a question, I forget what it was about, but now might be, maybe you got it answered already. Yeah, do they receive an email when they register for Webinar Jam? Yeah, they do. I don't like their emails, so we don't use them. What it does is it always says webinar alert on the title, and I don't know how to change it. So I haven't used them recently, but you can, because you can link it into Infusionsoft, which is what I do. Does it record the webinar? Yes, it records it automatically. And then it replies, it sets it up so that you can either do a replay indefinitely. You can make the public replay. You can make it a private replay. You can leave it up for only 48 hours. You can leave it up indefinitely. Or you can also upload, if you say you edit it, you can upload a new video to be the replay. Lots of options. It's really pretty amazing. When would you use this webinar setup? Just for, no, I've used it for everything. I've used this for the thing we did a couple of weeks ago, the Beyond Band-Aids. I'd used it for my cafe program. Webinars. I've used it for my Before Be Gone program webinars. I mean, I've literally got, let's go back to my thing. You'll see how many webinars. Look at what we've got in here. I mean, we've only had this a little over a year, but look at all the webinars we've done. A lot of healing kitchens, a lot of tests to teach people, digestive health for health professionals, encores, grand, 3 myths about hormone. I mean, look at it all. Anything you want. And the way we just did this presentation we did today was set up that way. That was this one up here, NAPT bonus retreat, this one. That's what you've been on this whole time. So yeah, you can use it for anything. Friend is also a personal trainer and approached me. He's interested in doing webinars together. It's great. You know, you just have to really be careful that you're clear. Like, what's the purpose of the webinars? Are you charging for the webinars or not? Are you going to be offering a program together at the end? Or are you each going to offer something individually? And just make sure that you're really, really clear. Gila said, so you don't need lead pages with this. No, you don't. I usually do it with either lead pages or ClickFunnels. For most of my stuff, like for the Healing Kitchens, we use the registration through Webinar Jam. But for my others, because I like to have a lot more creativity, I use ClickFunnels for those. Or lead pages is similar. So yeah, I would basically, if you're going to do something with people, just make sure you're really, really clear. You could use this to record your own class. You don't have to have an audience. You could just come on here and come on and use it to record a class. Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're editable. They give you an MP4. He's a personal trainer with Simple Whole Foods. Yeah, so just think about what the purpose is. If it's the purpose to make money on the webinars and charge for them, then you're really clear on, you know, the split. Whoever's hosting it, it takes on more of the admin work and the time, so should be getting a larger percentage. It's not always a 50-50 thing. You also want to make sure that if you're making an offer, what is the offer? Are you going to offer a program together? If you are, then you've, again, figure it out and have a written contract. Always have a written contract. Yeah, that's another story. I've had some good experience and I've had some really horrible experiences with that. But it could be great, especially if they have a big, if they have a list. The situation I had the list, the other person didn't. She had some expertise and that I, you know, was on the edge with. So we did some stuff together, but she didn't get the business piece and it didn't work out real well. You need to be clear on the email list collection. Yes, that's another piece. Who owns it? Like, who gets it? If it's in Webinar Jam, if it's collected in Webinar Jam or something like that, who gets the list? How do you set up email if you don't use their emails? The way I do it is we have an integration into Infusionsoft, and when they register, there's this whole crazy thing. It's really cool, but where you can tag them in Infusionsoft, and that puts them into an Infusionsoft campaign. If you use an integration with, say, one shopping cart, you integrate it with, say, one of the autoresponders, and then you have your autoresponder send the emails. Yes, so this would be a great way to teach a class that will give you a video that you could sell as a program later. Yes. Do you do this to teach your modules in your classes? No. Basically, what I use is Camtasia. And when I teach, like, say, I'm creating a module for that I'm just creating in the back end. I don't have a live audience. I don't use this because it's easier for me to just use Camtasia. And with Camtasia, I just put up a slide presentation and I line it up. It's hard to show it because it's on my screen right now, but it won't show. So that's what I do. Shonda says, I'm partnering with a local raw food chef to do demos to help build our list and to promote the cookbook we're working on. So you're doing that together. We'll be sharing costs and the profit. Not sure how to work out our two different lists. Yeah, so it depends on how you're collecting things. If you each have something like MailChimp, where it doesn't require double opt-ins, then you could just make sure that people, when they opt in, know that they're going to be added to your both lists. You can also, if you have something like one shopping cart, it requires double opt-ins. So you either have to get a list, separate list together, or that's a harder one to work out. That's a hard one to work out. With Aweber, yeah, I think it integrates with Aweber. Let's just see if we can find an integration. I'm just going to go to our test one that we just made, and I'll see if it integrates. I'll tell you which ones it integrates with. Let's see. Oh, where'd my test one go? My test one's not there. So I'm going to play with one that was, they're in, not in order. So test NEPT, where did it go? I'll just grab one here and I'll edit it. And I'll just show you the integration piece and we'll see which ones it integrates with. See right here, integration. So if I click on integration, oh, I think you have to just keep proceeding through. That's one of the downsides. Proceed to step 3, step 4, Step five is integrations. So autoresponder, this one was integrated with, but it shows you on here if I go here and edit it. So Aweber, yes, get response, eye contact, Infusionsoft, listware, one shopping cart. So all of these, MailChimp. So it integrates with all of these. Each one, it does it a little bit differently. And so you just look it up and they have great videos, great tutorials. Yep. Okay. So that's it. Let's take a break. Let's get back right sharp at 2:00. I'm going to run downstairs, get it all set up. I'm going to have to switch machines. So we'll see how that works. And I'll have it all set up and I'll show you the back end of what we're doing to create this in our kitchen. And then we're going to go live at 3:00. For those of you who don't know the link, just in case, at 3:00, we'll be switching over to that one. This one will be shut down. And my list, let me just look it up. I think it's just VHK search. Yeah, so just go to drritamarie.com/go/VHK. So